Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna Hello everyone and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. Yes, the episode is out late, but I have a good excuse. Yesterday, which was Thursday, was the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Miami season 5. So I had to watch them all. Now, usually I do my episodes around Wednesday or Thursday. So I wanted to at least watch this so I could speak on it. And oh my gosh, we have a lot to talk about. It is chaos. But before that, I just wanted to kind of go over life and everything in our world. We're still in the shit house with our world, but the holidays are here. I am almost done with Christmas shopping, so that's good. I did a photo shoot with my good friend Elizabeth Lavelle, who was here, who did an episode on my podcast with her company Colorful Creations Photography, and we had a great photo shoot. I posted it on my personal page, which you can follow me. It's at @GeorgeStillwell_, and it was such a fun time. We did a bunch of different things with ornaments, and we were like doing the Grinch vibes, like how we were acting like we stole Christmas. It was so much fun. And then we did a fun photo shoot with our Dunkin' Donuts, and I tagged Dunkin' on it, and they're like, "We are not going to even look at this or act like you posted it." So that's really great. But it was a lot of fun. We all enjoyed it. My sister also did it with us, and we laughed the whole time. It's always a laugh fest when we're getting photos done. It's just so much fun. We have a great time doing it, and it's so personable. So that's what I did recently. And honestly, just getting ready for the holidays and trying to lose those quick little pounds so when Christmas comes, you could eat those cookies and you know, all that food. But lately, I have been horrible. I've been eating everything I want, and that's not good, but I'm doing okay. I will say that. Like, I'm not, like, dying in weight gain, but I'm like, what is going on with my body? But oh my God, it's getting dark so fast, and that's something I can't stand. I hate when it's 4 o'clock and it's already pitch dark out. I liked, especially during the summer, like you have that nice window of, you know, maybe 4 more hours to like enjoy your day. So like, you know, go out, have fun, like do fun activities, like watch the sunset. Like there was so much more, and now it's just so fast. And like you wake up and the second you look out that window, it's like already dark. But other than that, everything has been good. The one main holiday is over, which is Thanksgiving. And that was always like the scary holiday for me because I do feel like I gained most of my weight for the Thanksgiving holiday. This year, not me. My mom did make homemade bread, which was a struggle because I love homemade bread. I love bread in general, but homemade bread, it hits different. So I did eat that, a lot of it, but it's okay. Like I gave myself that moment of like, it's fine that you ate this, but just make sure you go back on track. So I did do that. And what else? Potatoes. Oh my God. That's okay. As a vegan, that is my weakness. Potatoes. Like if we're out and I really don't like the options for vegans, I will just say, give me some potatoes, broccoli, and we're good to go. So, and that's not good. Like, why am I doing that? But it is what it is. And, I enjoy it. So I'm excited for Christmas. What else do I have going on? Oh my gosh. I'm going to see someone so special. I'm not saying until I go. So I will speak about it once I come back. But I cannot wait to see this person. And I'm just so excited. I cannot wait. But yeah, Christmas is in full force. Okay, whoever watches Real Housewives of New York, Countess Luann is going to be at Huntington, New York on December 23rd. I might go. So if you're going, please send me a message and yeah, let's link up. But no, but yeah, I don't know. I might go. We'll see what happens. It's really not that far because like I said, I'm very close to New York, the city. So this is, I think, Long Island. So it's a little farther, but it's not that bad. So I might go. We'll see what happens. But yeah, so I'm excited for the holidays. I'm like finally in the mood. I watched Lindsay Lohan's new Christmas movie, which was great. I think I spoke about it last week. But yeah, a lot of fun. I'm loving the Christmas music. When Christmas music comes on, that's all I listen to. I put it on in the car, when I'm driving, at home. Like, I love it. I love Christmas music. And I used to always listen to it, like, even on the beach. I would listen to Mariah Carey's album, her Christmas album on the beach, just because I loved the songs. And, you know, Christmas music isn't, like, only for this, you know, holiday or only for this time. Like, I could listen to it whenever I want, and it always brings me in such a happy mood. So that's what I've been doing lately. And for it to be over, I will be sad, but also it's like my house is so cluttered with Christmas decorations that I just can't, I can't stand it. Like, I don't do well with clutter. Well, it's not clutter, but for me, it's clutter. So that is one thing. I love the trees. We have multiple trees in our house this year, which is exciting, but I'm excited for the house to be plain and simple once again. I can't wait for that. But right now, everything looks good. The reds, the greens, like, you know, the golds, the silver, all that fun stuff, the soft white lights. Like, I'm happy about that all. So we'll see. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. Okay, Miami, Miami, Miami. Season 5 of The Real Housewives of Miami has aired yesterday, which is December 8th, on Peacock. Insane, incredible. I am obsessed with it. So first, let's listen to the trailer, and then we'll discuss episodes 1 through 4. I can't. And there are spoiler alerts. So as we talk through this, There are going to be some spoilers, but I'm going to try to keep it very on the low. So even if you have almost watched it all, like, you could still listen to this and be okay. So, all right, here it is.
I don't know if my marriage is going to survive.
Is there anybody else involved? Because
yes. Yes.
Lenny's dating her now. He's dating her.
My husband's a top plastic surgeon in this town, and I'm his best creation. I love you.
Me too.
Everyone loves to underestimate me, and I love to prove everyone wrong.
My husband built the perfect wife, and I built the perfect life.
In the blink of an eye, my life changed.
I'm losing my best friend, losing my husband to another woman.
That's Lenny. Le voy a dar un batazo. Dale, Nicole. Shove it up. She's...
This season on The Real Housewives of Miami.
Raspberries.
Dale, go. Hi. It's a birthday girl.
It's like the one you girls have.
The difference is I bought mine.
This is like the best representation of Miami that there is.
Whose dog this is? Oh my God. He did not pee on my Birkin. You.
Travel in style, darling.
Welcome to Baja Mar.
It's a celebration.
As a group, learn how to put each other up on pillars. When they go lower, you go higher. You know what I mean? Like, no?
No.
Don't look at me like that. You don't tell me what to do. Okay? You gotta respect me, period.
No.
Who are you?
You should apologize for this slander.
Slander. Slander.
Oh, yeah. Come on, come on. Give it to me. Give it to me more.
I'm done talking. You sit out.
Should I bring out a little violin?
All right,
and
all right. You're so pathetic.
Don't judge me.
Of course not. Any girl dated all said the same thing. You're very difficult.
Your dad is perfect, and the bad one is me.
You have no filter. Sometimes you're mean to me. You are.
No, I'm not mean.
What is missing?
You shut down at night.
I shut down at night.
Someone called me a legal and told me you were making out with a man.
What?
Yeah, you took a photo of him.
When is this gonna stop?
Well, come on,
Julia. I'm done, okay? I'm done.
My trainer dropped me, by the way, because Lenny has him training the mistress.
Oh, hell no! We are fighting now.
I know you want to make it work. I know you'd love to see you guys get back together. That's not gonna happen.
You bring that girl anywhere near my kids, there's gonna be a huge problem. Do you understand me?
Stunning. Stunning! Incredible. I am, like, literally in shock. Like, watching that again, like, it's, oh my God. I originally watched it when they officially premiered it, the trailer, at the BravoCon. I went to the Miami panel, and then that's when they, you know, announced it. So, it was... Oh, it was a lot to handle. It really, really was. First of all, I do want to talk real quick. Potomac was in Miami, Real Housewives of Potomac, and they got into it too. They went to Bar One in Miami Beach, and they all are going at it too. And that also is a great, great show. So if you don't watch The Real Housewives of Potomac, I really, really suggest you do, because these girls bring it just like Miami, just like Jersey, just like Beverly Hills. They are incredible. So, all right. Episode 1 of Miami. These are going to go fast. Please do not think I'm going like step by step. Like, they walked into the room. Like, no, I'm just giving like a summary of what happened, because honestly, I need to speak on it because this was so chaotic. So, I will say before that Larsa and Lisa came in hot this season. I don't know who told them they were going to possibly get fired. I don't know what was told to them, but they came in with revenge and they were just on fire. So they are not okay. Larsa and Lisa, they are fighting. I guess it's because like Lisa didn't stand up for Larsa at the reunion. Anyway, so they are not doing great, but they kind of speak a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Lisa throws jabs at Larsa about something. Larsa finds out about it because she said it behind Larsa's back. All this stuff happens. They get into it while Larsa is having a New Beginnings party. Here's a little thing about the New Beginnings party. I was supposed to go to it in Miami when I was in Miami, but I ended up not being able to go. I was so sad. I was gonna go. So I would have loved to even hear it and be in the same room as them. But listen, it's okay. So it was the New Beginnings party in her new house or apartment. And it's not just an apartment. Like, this is a 5-bedroom apartment. I'm like, what? Stunning. Incredible views. Incredible place. And so Lisa was saying that, like, oh, it's in the ghetto part, blah, blah, blah. Lisa always puts her foot in her mouth. But anyway, so Lisa gets there. They argue over it. Then, like, Larsa takes a jab at Lisa, saying that you mortgaged your home and that like you have to rent your house for music videos and stuff to pay for it. Lisa did not like that. Lisa went off. She was so angry. And everyone's just like, who cares? Like, if you mortgage your house or not. Like, a lot of rich people mortgage their house just like other people. So who cares? But Lisa did not like that. So she went back. Now, the thing is I guess people have said that they do rent their house out for music videos and stuff, which is fine. That's actually incredible. Like, they're making extra cash. That's stunning. But whatever. Lisa was, like, embarrassed and maybe, like, a little, like, unsure. So that's what happened. They ended the night off fine. And they were like, okay, we're good, blah, blah, blah. Then, after that, it still wasn't okay, and they still were arguing back and forth, and then Alexia and Todd, they got married already 3 months prior before this, but now they're gonna have, like, an actual party for it, because it was just them when they got married. So now they're having a party. They're getting it all, like, set up. They're organizing things. They're figuring out what to do. But you have Gertie, who is mad at Alexia because she is now, you know, doing her own thing. Now, Alexia said that she messaged Gertie, like, oh, hey, like, if you could come, that would be great. We're going to have a party. So I guess Gertie's a little salty about it. Whatever. I personally think never use your friends for business ventures, because sometimes it can hurt the friendship. Anyway, so they finally, like, met up or whatever, and they squashed it, and they were, like, talking about it, blah, 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 and now they're, like, good, because, you know, she thought this, and she thought that, and so everything's okay now. In the midst of all of this, Lisa is going around telling people how good her and Lenny have been lately. And I was like, I felt so bad for Lisa, because I'm like, oh my God, because we know what's going to happen. But, like, at that time, she had no idea. And things did seem okay. Like, he was losing weight. Like, he was, like, getting in shape. I'm like, strike red flag number one. And, and anything she said, he was, like, fine with it. So it wasn't like he was, because, like, he usually always got angry at her for no reason at all. But it got, now it's that it was at a point where, like, he's okay with everything. So that's, like, this is episode 1 and 2. So then they are in the process of having their, wedding party, Alexia and Todd. So now they have the wedding party, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's having fun. Everything's cool. Boom. Larsa and Lisa fight again about the thing. I don't have a mortgage. Yes, you do. It's public record. Everybody knows it's okay. Who cares? I'm just saying, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is exhausting. Oh my gosh. About a mortgage? So Lisa leaves, like, they're on a boat, which was really cool. But Lisa leaves, and then she's, like, mad about it. She's like, just because she got divorced doesn't mean she has to be mad at me. I'm like, oh no. Like, all the stuff Lisa's saying, I'm like, oh my gosh. So then that goes right into episode 3. See how fast we're going? So episode 3 comes along, and the wedding party's still going on. Everyone's having so much fun then, and it turns into a great night. Then we have Julia, who got a new farm, and her wife is, like, away all the time, and she's, like, sad because her kids went away to school, and she just doesn't know what she wants to do. It's almost like she wants to, I don't know, like, divorce or something. That's what it's giving. I don't know. But anyway, she has her farm, and Julia, honestly, is very similar to me. Like, I love the farm life. Like, if I had a farm but also had a place, like, in Miami Beach, that would be ideal for me. Like, that is my life right there. The life Julia's living is exactly how I love animals so much. Me and animals on a farm for most of the day, and then I come home to my beautiful house on the water. Chef's kiss, that's all I want. So that's how Julia's life is. That's pretty much it with Julia. Nothing else too crazy is going on with her. Then what happens is, my gosh. Oh, Larsa has a party for her dog who just turned 1. I'm like, Larsa and all these parties. At the end, we find out that she is now partners with this new company called Halo, which I heard of them. And it was all a stunt to show her product around. Everyone's like, is she serious again? So anyway, Larsa and Lisa then talk again about this, and then they really squash it. They're like, all right, stop. Let's just be friends. Like, this is us. We're good. Blah, blah, blah. So they say, okay. Then we have episode 4 that comes. Oh my God. If I've been saying season 2, please note that this is episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, episode 4. Now we're on episode 4. And now Lisa's having a party. It's a good, it's a good vibes party. But before that, Alexia sits down with her son, Peter. Now, Peter, what we find out is, remember those allegations that were against him that he, like, hit his girlfriend? Well, at the end, the girlfriend was drunk and she was trying to drive, and he's like, no. Anyway, he gets arrested because the cops were called because people saw them fighting. And he gets arrested. Alexia's like, are you kidding me? But now they're good. Like, Peter and the girlfriend are, like, all buddy-buddy. They were at the wedding party. Me, I would be like, no, 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 no. You need to get this girl out of here because you literally went to jail because of her drunk ass. So anyway, they're all good. Alexia's not happy about that. I would not be happy either. So that's it. Peter and her were talking about that. And then she's like, and then Peter's like, you're difficult. You're this. And I'm like, oof, that's a lot. So that's it. And then, oh my God, what's her name? Oof, what is her name? Oh my God. Oh, Marisol's hilarious, of course, as always. I forgot the other housewife's name. Anyway, her with her dad and the mom, they're all still, like, fighting like always. But that's pretty much it. And then we have the party at Lisa's. And I feel like I really shouldn't even say this, so please know that this is the biggest spoiler alert. But they have a party of a good vibes only party. And this guy, Vito, who's friends with Lenny, they're mic'd. And Lenny goes, Vito goes, oh, I'm divorced, finally. And he goes, that's going to be me in 2 months. And he's mic'd. And everything is is being heard. It was so sad. I just felt so bad because then you have Lisa in the backyard saying that, you know, we've been through ups, we've been through downs, and now I think we're on an up. It's so, oh, and they had to put their dog Jax down. No, I was so upset because I love that dog and I know how much she loves animals. So that was sad too. But yeah, I was so taken back by all of this. I was in shock. I couldn't believe it that I was hearing this. But he was saying all this stuff like, yeah, in 2 months, I'm going to probably be leave her too. And then he goes, oh, I don't want this to happen to you guys. This is what this guy Vito was saying. He's like, well, Lenny was like, well, I do. I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. This is like Lifetime. So that's it. It was like he was mic'd. So there were no cameras, but you could hear him. So it was so sad. And then they showed what was happening in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks. And it was like chaos. So I'm like excited for this, but at the same time, I feel so bad for Lisa because Lisa really thought that they were on good terms and he was so ready to be done. And then he also had a girlfriend at the time. And the guy Vito's like, does she know? And he's like, no. Lenny's like, no. Oh my gosh. Like, are you kidding me? This is like crazy. So like, yes, Lisa can be too much, but I'm sorry. Like, don't date a model then? Like, I don't know what this guy is thinking. He's that type that just goes from woman to woman because they get too old and they had their kids with him and he's just over her. That's it. It's done. So it's real. He is really, really disgusting. And I do feel horrible for her because she was really trying to make an effort. So we'll see what happens. But season 5 is incredible. Okay, so I talked your ear off about the new season. I hope I didn't give you too many spoiler alerts, but go out and watch. It's on Peacock. It's incredible. You are going to love it. I have so much more to say, but we just don't have enough time for it. But I do want to end the episode, of course, with the quote of the week. And this week's quote of the week is, in the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. And I loved it. I thought it was stunning. So I just want to thank everyone so much for tuning in this week. And tune in next week because we're going to probably talk more Housewives, but it's going to be Potomac. So I also wanted to talk about Family Karma, which is also another stunning show. I love it. It's about a group of Indian families and they live in Miami and they're just so much fun. I love them. So have a great weekend. Hope you do something festive and I will see you next week.